music, and I mean music. You did not walk up Albany Road all the way to Southbourne Avenue, all over St. Paul's, without hearing all kinds of music. Mick Jagger, everything, not just reggae, American blues, Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, everything, music. So even if we went to town on a weekend, 2 o'clock when the clubs are finished, and we came back to St. Paul's and raved till the sun came up.
That was Michael Ritchie, who grew up in Albany Road in the 60s and 70s. More than a decade later, the Albany Centre was carrying on the tradition.
So my name's Alan May. I used to run the Albany Centre with my wife Janice from 1987 until 91. The thing about the Albany Centre was to provide the sort of arts that you'd expect to see in the city centre. So like the best quality theatre, music, dance, you know, the best touring theatre, some amazing jazz and world theatre. We used to have 2 nights a week, Friday and Saturday, public performances. It wasn't really a Bristol-wide thing. It was Montpellier and St Paul's and surrounding areas. I was in charge of programming and then a range of public workshops. We used to work with other venues and put on touring theatre that was going around. But we also had any rare treats that happened to come in. The Bavayars of Gujarat were a troupe of 12 men who arrived something like 10 in the morning on the Saturday and really just took over the place. They were fantastic. There were three of the men who were the women in the show. They were very, very flamboyant. We had another guy who made the tea, you know, so this very strong, lots of condensed milk and, you know, sugar, very delicious, and rattled your tooth fillings, you know. And they got this huge local audience. I mean, it was very local for that show, and we were turning people away. I'm a jazz fan, so we had Andy Shepherd. We had a wonderful gig by a young tenor and soprano sax player called Steve Williamson. He was touring his quartet with jazz dancers called IDJ, I Dance Jazz. They attracted a huge audience. We had them performing on this homemade stage system that we had. And halfway through their routine, the whole thing collapsed under them. So they, the dancers, the bands carrying on playing, cleared the wood out of the way and just danced on the floor, surrounded by the audience. It was extraordinary. And the other image I have of that event was the audience had gone, we were clearing up, sweeping up, sitting down, having a last beer about 1 in the morning. And the pianist comes and walks in, and there's an upright piano, he starts playing, and then we've got the whole band playing acoustic with the doors open. And I remember two people coming back from party or back from the pub, and they were like standing, jaws to the floor, watching this classic sort of late night blues being played on Shaftesbury Avenue. Fantastic. We had a team of volunteers that you wouldn't be able to run it. Local people who used to come and sit at the phone and answer phones, you know, during the day, or would tear tickets on the door, or usher people, or if we had a big night, just make sure people weren't bunking in through the fire escape. Without that local support, it would be impossible, because it was just Jan and I, you know, being employed there.